Manuscript Releases, Volume 9, Numbers 664 to 770. M.R. Number 686, Divine Guidance in the Early Days of the Advent Movement. My mind is very much occupied just now in the endeavor to present in the best way the facts in regard to our early experience in the proclamation of the truth that we held. I do not wish to ignore or drop one link in the chain of evidence that was formed as, after the passing of the time in 1844, little companies of seekers after truth met together to study the Bible and to ask God for light and guidance. As we searched the Scriptures with much prayer, many evidences were given us under the manifestation of the Holy Spirit's power. What deep importance was attached to every evidence that God gave us. The truth, point by point, was fastened in our minds so firmly that we could not doubt. Men and women came to the different places where meetings were appointed to be held to see if they could not bring in their false theories. But although they would advance erroneous and sometimes fanatical teachings, we had the truth so firmly established in our minds that we had nothing to fear. 38, 1906, pages 1, 2. To the Warunga Sanitarium Family, January 23, 1906. White Estate, Washington, D.C., January 24, 1979.